records on your...
Oh, snack break!
I think it records on your machine and then sends it up there.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Snack Break.
Snack Break!
With Dan and Tate.
With Dan and Tate!
Live from my car in the parking lot of Corporate America.
I got a little excited about today, doing this.
I'm very excited. This is the highlight of my day because, I don't know, I get to hang out with my buddy. And I get to... And I got, actually I have a special coffee today. A little
America. Oh, and another one for me.
You could drink that if you want. I probably wouldn't.
I don't think so. How long has that been there?
A couple weeks at least. Hmm. I got an Americano. I brought some heavy whipping cream from home so I can jazz it up.
Heavy whipping cream?
Heavy whipping cream.
That's a good idea, actually.
Little housekeeping right here at the top of the program. We're available on iTunes now. That actually happened. It was so fast.
I haven't checked it yet.
Anchor is quick, dude. They're quick. So if you guys are hearing this and you have an iPhone, go over, subscribe on iTunes, leave us a rating. We'd appreciate it. And I think we're available on something called Pocket Casts also.
Let's also see if you're available on the Podcast Addict. Which you
Not yet.
You'd have to be.
Not yet. I would show you. I mean, it can probably find it through the iTunes, but apparently it's going to publish us like a unique Podcast Addict and a unique Stitcher and all of that.
Yeah.
Like our own landing page right on those applications.
Searching.
That is one thing. I will give another big shout out to Anchor at the beginning of this episode, which is that is one thing I'm really, really impressed about with Anchor is the publishing.
It's there. It's there. What?
Yeah, and it was literally one click. Usually when you hear one click, you know, publishing.
It's not really, yeah.
It's not one click. You're like, yeah, I'm going to click this, but then it's going to ask me to do more stuff. No, straight up legit. It was like, click, do you want to, you know, right now you're only on Anchor. Do you want to distribute to other platforms? One click, click here. I clicked there. There wasn't even a freaking confirmation. Mm. Like, if I accidentally clicked it, too bad, so sad. I'm published. But anyway, I clicked it, and it was like, all right, well, we're validating. We'll let you know within 24 to 48 hours. And there we are.
Well, we're on Podcast Addict now, but it says Dan and Tate / Anchor.
Yeah, it does. It does that.
Yeah,
and we don't really have total control over.
But you know what? I don't care.
I don't either because it's so easy. Plus, I like, you know, you can remove the Anchor watermark from your logo too, but I don't want to. I'm a rep Anchor. Like, thank you, Anchor. If you're listening to this, thank you for
always listening.
They probably are
right now. You haven't even uploaded the episode, and they're listening right now.
They could be listening live.
Facebook.
I'm pretty sure viewers might be able to listen live.
You heard about the Facebook thing, right? You know this.
What?
Like,
I heard that Facebook... This guy's going to run into us. No, we're good. I heard that Facebook stole a bunch of data and then...
Stole? No, you gave it to him.
Okay, I gave them... Guy. Hold on. This is my beat. This is my cross to bear right now. That's the wrong term. This is... You know what really grinds my gears, Tate?
What?
Two things. One...
Takis.
People that start their sentence to you with, let me tell you... You're going to find this really interesting.
Okay.
And I'm like, I will be the judge of whether I find this interesting, sir. Two, when Facebook tells me it's going to steal a bunch of my data, but then it steals a little bit more data on top of that.
Mm.
Like, I'm cool with you, like, doing all the things you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start to keep records of my cellular phone calls...
Oh,
now
it went that deep. I didn't.
Oh yeah, now I'm out. Now I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa! You didn't. Not that I'm saying anything on the phone, but you didn't. I didn't want to sell you that.
I mean, I have threatened Mark Zuckerberg's life to other people, not to him.
It's directly. Like, damn it, Zuck! I'm giving you so much here. I'm giving you 85 to 90% of my life for you to sell to freaking, you know, NZXT, and I'm cool with it. But don't be listening to my phone calls, bish.
Well, what I heard was that. If you are my friend on Facebook, which I think we are, and you...
You don't have a Facebook because you're off the grid.
No, I'm not. I have an account.
What?
Yeah, we are friends on Facebook, but there's nothing there for you to see.
I'm pretty sure we're not. I didn't even know you had a Facebook. Go ahead, though.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. So if you're friends with me and you do something like use another developer's app that happens to have Facebook integration...
Okay.
That person or that developer and that application can get...
My all
Your info, yeah.
Right.
Also, your friend's info.
And Tatum's info.
So even though I tried to be kind of off the grid, I'm not really.
It didn't even matter. And then the end, it didn't even matter.
There's a ton of memes right now with Mark Zuckerberg's face talking to Congress. Because, like, there's this, like, he's talking and he's smiling, and then he just turns off the smile. It's like...
Did you see the one with the slider?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, incoming smile, get ready for it. And then the guy is like, damn it. And then he goes back. Yeah, there's some good Zuck memes out there right now. In his little booster seat.
Oh, I did see that. Poor guy.
So cute.
He's so cute. Little Zucks.
So, in other news, I just got out of a 90-minute meeting.
Woo!
Of which there was about 86 minutes of complete nonsense content and 4 minutes of substantive data.
We really want to win in the omni-channel.
No, I think it wasn't even that. It was like, I found a new issue with corporate America. People are way too willing to jump in and be self-congratulatory.
Ooh, yes, especially here at McDonald's.
Especially here at McDonald's. Be like, okay, hey, Jeff from logistics, do you have anything for the team? And instead of just being like, yep, we are upgrading the servers to 18.4, so be on the lookout for that, and I've sent out an email with the details. He's like, oh, yeah, glad you asked, Bill. So, as you guys know, we're upgrading to 18.4, and it's going very well. I was talking to Bill, and he said, you know, so far with the code, and he's like going on. I'm falling asleep. I'm like, argh. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, he's like, so I sent out an email, and you guys will have some details. Just let me know if there's any questions. And I'm like, you could have done that in 4 seconds.
Yep.
Which I'm fine. I don't want to sound like a douche. Like, I'm glad that he's excited about his rollout and it's going well and stuff. But those are conversations that can be had like with his team or like in the hallways or something. Not on a call that I'm like required to be on
for 90 minutes.
For 90 minutes.
Well, thankfully, like, I don't know. I have to do some of the same stuff. Like, we do it every morning at stand-up or whatever. We're like, hi, yes, I'm doing this today. I did this yesterday. And those things are supposed to take 5 minutes, but sometimes they go for 30.
Is somebody keeping track of it on a Google Sheets?
I should. Oh, my gosh.
You should make a comprehensive Google Sheets every day.
Oh, my gosh.
But then, like, actually follow up whether they did it or not.
That's amazing.
And calculate your team's, like, survival rate. There's, like, a little health meter. You post up the health meter on the board every morning.
We're like hearts.
It's like, all right, we took a critical hit yesterday, guys. It was pretty freaking bad. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, if I did that, we'd be dead.
Gary, you got to step it up, man. You're killing us.
I like how you're choosing all of the corporate white people names.
Yeah, corporate white people names.
Bill, Gary,
Devin.
My day today is much better than yesterday.
That's good. Which one is the old one?
Ooh,
that's the old one.
This is the old one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got dust on it.
I got it.
Yeah, today's much better. Mostly because I wrote I don't know if it helps, but I wrote these words on a sticky note. I'm over it.
Okay.
That's what I wrote. Because I thought I'm over it, but it didn't help, so I decided to write it down, and it helped.
So, have you heard that the Logic and Marshmello song, Every Day?
No.
It's like, I work hard every mother bloop day, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll play it for you later. That song pumps me up, bro. I listen to it like 3 times a morning and convince myself that like, yeah, today's my day. I work hard.
You own the day.
By the time I get to work, it's worn off.
What time do you get in, by the way?
I get in at like 6.
Nice.
6:10, somewhere around then.
That's impressive.
Early in the mornings.
I've been waking up at 5 consistently for a week and a half. No. Two. We're on 2 weeks and working out every day, and I feel miserable.
Oh, really?
Like super sore.
What's the diet like?
Diet's fine. Breakfast is good. Dinner's good. Lunch is sketch.
It's hard.
Well, to eat healthy at lunch, if you don't prepare, you're going to eat junk. And if you don't eat junk, you're not going to eat anything at all.
Let me tell you what I do. I buy a giant beef summer sausage
with a Capri Sun.
I don't know. I eat a giant beef summer sausage and a big old block of Swiss cheese.
That's a great
I get my
idea.
Plastic knife.
Why
and,
Swiss?
It's just what I'm on right now.
Okay.
I'm on that Swiss life. I'm on that Swiss hype. Yeah, I just like the Swiss right now. But anyway, yeah, beef stick and a Swiss, and that's what I have for lunch every day.
Swiss is low carb?
Yeah, zero.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, most cheese.
Some cheeses have carbs.
Some cheeses, but usually just when they start to get fancy and start to put, like, freaking pimentos in them and stuff.
Pimentos.
If it's just cheese, like, you're pretty much set.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. But see, like, I don't fill up by that. I don't know why.
I don't feel. That. I don't fill up on it either, but it's, you know, it's decent enough. The good thing for me is, like, keto is pretty easy for me because I don't mind eating the same things all the time. Like, I can do repeatable meals, but it's got to be something I'm interested in.
Yeah.
That was always the issue with, like, other diets is I'd have to eat the same meals and it would be something that I'm not really into.
I'm really interested in Chick-fil-A, though.
Oh, I love Chick-fil-A, man.
I'm really interested in that most days.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have some Chick-fil-A, like, on my first cheat day. After I've been doing it for 2 months, they say you should do a carbo load day to reset your body. And I'm looking forward to it. I got Chick-fil-A on the schedule.
That sounds delicious right now.
It's locked in.
See, that's the thing, is if I don't prepare, I'll eat crap like that.
Yeah, you're going to get the spicy deluxe. You're going to get the waffle fries.
How much of that summer sausage do you eat a day? Like half?
Yeah, probably about half a day. So that's like $2.50.
Huh.
But the block of cheese will last a whole week.
Mm.
And that's like $5. So it's pretty cheap lunch.
Yeah, and sometimes it like grows mold, but that's okay because like...
Mold's healthy for you?
Well, yeah, mold's healthy for you, especially the kind that grows in the wild on cheese.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
For sure. Is it not true?
That's not true. You don't need to be eating moldy cheese. Well, okay, certain molds. There's like bloomy molds.
Okay.
So like brie. Brie has a mold on top of it.
Keep going.
That's Vivaldi.
it's like knowledge time with Tate.
Yeah. So brie has a bloomy mold, and then sometimes, and you can eat that. You can eat that.
Tate's Cheese Shack.
It's some other molds that you cannot eat on cheese, but and you should either. Most of the packaging tells you.
It's kind of like mushrooms, because some mushrooms you can eat.
You cannot eat some though.
Well, you can eat all of them.
You can eat all of them, technically.
I want to know who the first caveman was that, like, discovered shrooms.
Which, the shrooms?
Because the shrooms. Because you know he was freaked out because, like, his buddy was like, hey, look what I found. You can eat these. And he's like, nuh-uh. And he's like, yeah, eat them. Go, go, go. And he eats a bunch of them, and he's like, oh, those are really delicious. So later...
Quick, get out your tablet and record this.
So later, he's out in a field. Tablet. I see what you did there. Yeah. Works better than a RCA tablet.
Probably.
So later on, he's out in the forest, and he's like, oh, here's some of the little mushroom guys that showed me earlier. And so he grabs a handful, and he eats them, and then he's just like, oh, I am tripping balls right now. Woo!
He's like, ooh, this wheat, it looks like an ocean of gold.
Juicy.
Waves.
Juicy.
And then he just starts eating raw grass.
One time, I did some illicit substances in college.
Jeez.
What? I lived that life. Tate. I was a young man once. Don't like, judge me.
Not now, though.
No. This was many moons ago. Long, long time. But I did a thing. I'm not going to tell you what because it's not important.
Sure.
I did a thing, and I thought that I was a green Skittle for 2 hours.
That's impressive.
I was convinced 100% that I was a green Skittle.
That's the most outrageous thing.
It felt amazing.
Being a green Skittle?
Yeah, so it felt amazing. Like, you'd think that would be a bad thing. It wasn't. It felt amazing, but there was some fear that somebody was going to try to eat me.
I could see that being a green Skittle would be good. It's like, I kind of wish I was a dog. Like, you could just, like, exist and sleep on your bed all day long.
You could do that now, though.
As a Skittle. No, you can't.
No, send your wife to work.
Oh.
Be like, woman. Dangerous territory.
Jeez. Yeah, but no, like, half the time I'm like, yeah, this dog has it made. I feed it twice a day.
Yeah.
And it sleeps for the rest of the day.
It gets pets.
It doesn't even want pets all the time. It just wants to sleep most of the time.
I feel like that would get old, though, because my grandparents, not to compare them to your wiener dogs, but my grandparents, they just slept and laid around for like 20 years of their retirement, and then they both got bored, so they got jobs with Carnival Cruises just because they wanted to get out of the house.
That's amazing. That's a great idea.
They get good discounts on cruises now, too.
Do they go on cruises all the time?
All the time.
Wow.
But yeah, but the initial thing wasn't even like, I want to get cheap cruises because they're well set for retirement. But the deal was like, I'm bored. Like, I'm bored AF. Like, what do you want to do? You want to go sit by the pool? You want to go sit by the ocean? You want to go play checkers? Like, at some point, you're just like, you know what? I just want to go, like,
work.
Take people's information down and put them on a boat.
And sell it to Facebook.
There you go. And we came full circle. Well, rounding the episode out here, I do want to say, we didn't say last time, where you can find us on the interwebs. For me, you could go to twitch.tv/DanCow, D-A-N-C-O-W. That's my main space. It's kind of my main gig where my main side lady is streaming video games on the internet. You can also find me on Twitter and Facebook at It's Dan Cow.
I think I'm on Twitter.
Still? You're on Twitter.
At Tatums.
At Tatums. T-A-T-E-M-Z.
It's all Tatums.
Facebook it's all Tatums. Tatums. Just type Tatums into Facebook and you'll get... That might work.
No, I think the URL, because you get a custom URL.
Tatums.com.
Yeah. No, that's... I still own it, but it's not...
It's not up.
Up or anything.
You should spin that up.
And do what?
I don't know, man. Like, personal branding or something.
What?
Just put Gary Vee's website, redirect it to Gary Vee's website.
That's a great idea.
And then maybe some people will get confused and think that you're Gary Vee.
But, like, I should...
Instant success.
I should iframe his website into the whole thing and just, like, customize the phone numbers at the bottom.
Hell yeah, dude.
I think that's illegal.
That is illegal.
That's probably illegal.
He'd like, appreciate the hustle, though. Like, I don't think he'd sue you.
I'd be like, at Gary Vee, I copied your website but changed all the contact info.
Hashtag hustle. And then what I'd also like you guys to do is head to anchor.fm and to our page, which is anchor.fm/snackbreakwithdanandtate.
Is it?
It's the dumbest, longest URL ever, but I did that on purpose. They were like, this is a bit long. Would you like Snack Break Pod? And I was like, don't tell me what to do, Anchor.
Whoa. I like Snack Break Snack.
No. Pod. No. Anchor.fm/snackbreakwithdanandtate.
Okay.
Anyway, go there. Get the app, guys, because it's really cool. You could actually leave voice messages right for us.
What?
And we can play them back on the show.
Do it.
Do it. We will answer your questions. But I got to get back to my desk because I only have so many leisure minutes because I am a noble peasant. Tate?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to my desk and grind.
Grind?
On something that I'm supposed to do.
Neato. Good talk.
Real talk.
We'll see you guys next time.
Snack break.